Xavier and Ryan on Hit 92.9. Appearing on this season of The Block, our next guests are a couple of lovable Aussies.
Take your bathers off. No swimming allowed at the Gatwick.
The funny thing is, we haven't told anyone we're not having a pool yet.
And to tell us more about what's going on at the Gatwick, please welcome Norm and Jess.
Hey guys.
How are you?
Norm and Jess, it's an exciting time to chat to you guys. I know Zaves is a massive fan. I think you're, are they the favourite couple that you've
been
talking about?
Yeah, they're absolutely my favourites. Obviously a big fan of The Block. I watch it every night and sometimes five episodes in the one night with a very pregnant partner. That just tends to be what we do at night these days, unfortunately. But
that is.
Now, I know where you're coming from.
Yeah. Now, I need to ask, guys, did you love the experience?
It was amazing because these sorts of things don't happen to people like us. We always joke that a couple called Norm and Jess with fake boobs that looked amazing got on the show and then we rocked up and they're like, "You idiots! Wrong Norm and Jess! Who is this? It's going to cost too much to retake the opening scene. Just let them go on."
A lot of people have asked, how did Norm and Jess meet?
Well, it's a modern day romance story, really. I'm surprised that it hasn't been put into poetry because we were up in Cairns and I got asked to leave a nightclub. As you and I often would when we were younger, Heidi. Not anymore.
I would never.
No.
One would say kicked out.
And then spending too much money on the bar. That was the problem. And then so they asked us to leave and then I went to the pizza restaurant next door and then it took me too long to get the money out of my wallet. And so then they asked me to leave as well. And then Norm, who I'd never met before, was sitting in the gutter eating some pizza. And I was like, "Dude, can you give me a bite?" And he's like, "Oh, well, can I have your number?" I'm like, "Oh, you can have whatever you want. Just give me a freaking bite of your pizza." And we've been together ever since.
Oh, my God. That's true love. Did you go home together that night or?
Yeah. Yes. He pushed me home in a shopping trolley.
That's a modern day romance. Absolutely. Yeah. Hey, there's been a lot of brouhaha this season about, is it Sarah and Hayden, those ones that keep threatening to leave? Are they... What are they actually like when you're working next to them? Do you kind of just eyes down, don't look them in the eye, you don't want to get yelled at, or are they actually lovely behind the scenes?
What would you say? We try and not even worry about them too much.
It's kind of like, you know when you've got a swooping magpie down your street and you just try to avoid the street so you don't get swooped? It's just a little bit more like that.
Is there anything that's happened that you've gone, "I can't believe they didn't show that"?
Norm and I fought all the time and they've cut that out. They've been so kind.
Yeah. Really?
I thought you were the lovable couple.
Yeah. No. What they've cut out is the parts where Jess is going off at me.
I am, no way. But in regards to Sarah and Hayden, we just kind of avoided them because there would be times where they would literally nail up their room so people couldn't look inside. So
what? It wasn't. Really?
Couldn't look inside at their crap rooms.
That's it. Well, guys, we are loving getting to know you. Before you go, Jess, I did happen to track down, he's also my old boss as well as your old boss, because for those who don't know, you work in radio as well. And that's kind of how we got to know each other on the radio circuit a few years ago. Your old boss, Sammy Fotu, sent in...
So
shall we listen to what he had to say about Jess when you worked together in Bendigo,
Victoria?
Right, let's
play it.
Okay, yeah.
Jess Eva, where do you start? Is it the fact that her car always looked like it was broken into? What about the time when she tried to test out her phone was waterproof by jumping off a 10-metre platform? Or that Christmas party where she came down with a massive case of, in air quotes, food poisoning? Jess Eva's whole life is a reality TV show, but in the best possible way. You won't find a more genuine, honest and likeable person. Good luck, Jess.
Oh, Sammy. I did poo myself at the Christmas party.
I thought you might have had one too many drinks.
No, and then I was so embarrassed.
I had to leave town.
That's what made me motivate myself to enhance my career because I had to leave town. I was, you know, when you just like it's easy to run from your problems and never face them.
Yeah, well, that's everyone in Bali. Guys, we really appreciate your time this morning.
No worries.
Thanks,
guys.
Bye.
Thanks, guys.
Heidi, Xavier and Ryan on Hit 92.9.